An Irish woman has been found dead on board a boat which was docked at a yacht club in New York. Martha Nolan O'Slattery was 33 and had been living in Manhattan for some time. She was found unconscious on the boat at Montauk Yacht Club on Tuesday. For more, let's talk to our reporter, Andrew Lowth. Andrew, what do we know about this incident?
Well, as you said, Rachel, Martha Nolan O'Slattery was found unconscious on board a boat at the Montauk Yacht Club in Long Island in New York early yesterday morning. Now, the East Hampton Town Police responded to an emergency call from a man that was reporting that a woman was unconscious, and that a statement from the Suffolk County Police says this was at about midnight local time on Tuesday. Now, police add that there were efforts from what were described as good Samaritans to perform CPR on her. However, emergency services pronounced her dead at the scene, and a preliminary investigation and exam returned inconclusive regarding the cause of her death.
Police also named her as Martha Nolan O'Slattery and said she'd been living in New York for some time. What else do we know about her?
Well, she was 33 years of age and she's originally from Carlow, Rachel. She moved to New York aged 24, and since she's been there, she worked in marketing, but she was also an entrepreneur, and she was the founder of the fashion brand East by East. And just last month, in a TikTok post, she was celebrating launching a pop-up shop at the Gurney's Resort, which is a very exclusive spa in Montauk in Long Island. And she was known as Martha Nolan in her social circles, of which there were many. She was said to be very popular both in New York and in her native Carlow. And just last year, Rachel, she spoke to the Irish Independent for a feature where she said that she loved to travel and that she wanted to combine that with her knowledge of marketing. She was a graduate of commerce from UCD. And while she lived in the Upper East Side in Manhattan, she said in that piece for the Irish Independent that she loved Carlow and that she missed it so much.
As far as we understand then, Andrew, where is the investigation into her death at the moment?
Well, as you said earlier, preliminary investigations and examinations into her cause of death were inconclusive, and the Suffolk County Police say that will now be determined by a post-mortem, which is due to be conducted by the Suffolk County Medical Examiner's Office. And detectives from the homicide squad in Suffolk County Police, they're investigating the circumstances surrounding her death. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has said it is aware of the case and that it is providing consular assistance. And with that in mind, as with all consular cases, the department has added that it does not comment on the details of individual cases.
Andrew, many thanks for that. That was our reporter, Andrew Lowth.